The long-awaited review of the goods and services tax is out, and it recommends some big changes. The report says there should be a redesign of the federal government's mining tax. The $1,000 GST-free threshold for goods bought online should be halved, and the government should levy GST on packages sent from overseas. But it doesn't suggest any change to the current GST carve-up, which supports the fiscally weaker states. Even though raising the GST or broadening its scope was out of bounds for the review, one of the authors, former Liberal Premier Nick Greiner, says it'd be disappointing and make Australia a laughingstock if all levels of government couldn't get their heads around unfreezing the consumption tax. Mr. Greiner spoke to Alexandra Kirk in Canberra.
The truth is this is an attempt by the federal government to look at the politics of distribution, of sharing the pool. It isn't a report that was asked to look at how large the pool is. And whilst we indicate a bit of directional things as to what we think ought to happen, quite clearly the Treasurer did not want us to address questions of rate or scope. And whilst I guess we give some clear indications of what we might think, we don't go there because we weren't asked to.
Now, you haven't, as I understand it, backed the big states' call for a more generous carve-up of the GST revenue for them. So how do you address the age-old problem of equalisation funding to the smaller, fiscally weaker states?
Yeah, I think the whole inquiry, if we're being fair dinkum about it, arose because Premier Barnett in Western Australia ran a very effective local political campaign in WA, saying, look, WA is not getting its fair share of GST, and this is a terrible thing. So this was an attempt by the federal government to partly kick that can down the road and partly get an objective, independent view about whether Western Australia had a legitimate gripe. It is fair to say that we concluded that Western Australia did not have a legitimate gripe. You've got to take a long history. Western Australia, by and large, has received money from other states rather than given it. And the reason why it's doing, if you like, poorly in terms of share of GST at the moment is because its other revenues, notably the mining-associated ones, are so strong. And at the end of the day, our conclusion was that quite clearly Western Australia still is doing overall really very well, and there was not a case for redistributing away from states that were doing less well towards the state that was the strongest.
Just on the royalties issue, your report says that the argy-bargy over the states putting up royalties, which is eroding the Commonwealth's mining tax revenue, be sorted out by negotiation, but it's clear they can't do that. You suggest the states stop putting up their royalties. Now, they're not going to do that either. They've already done it.
They certainly have. Look, there was a clear loophole created, probably not for us. We didn't say whose fault it was. I think at the end of the day, I think it's just obvious that the federal government was so keen to get this sorted that they actually didn't take the time to sort it out with the states. And the agreement they entered into, which is this sort of indefinite cross-subsidy or potential cross-subsidy from the Commonwealth to the states, is clearly, let's call it a policy mistake, I would have to say, by the federal government. It's no one else. But it is unsustainable. There's only one of two things can happen here. We recommend that we all be big boys and girls and actually sort it out back to what the original intention was, which is that the pre-existing royalties be covered off by the Commonwealth, but that further increases in royalties by the states fall on the mining companies. We make some recommendations about perhaps royalties coming down a bit and the MRRT going up a bit, hard from where it is at the moment, and the Commonwealth making sure the states are whole. In other words, the states don't lose money.
And on the question that you weren't really able to address, which was raising the level of the GST, basically you do sort of give some indications because you think that that's the only real way to address the revenue problem. Do you really think that the states and the Commonwealth will ever get to a point where they will agree to lift the rate of the GST?
What we actually say in the might be a separation between what the panel, what the report says and what I think. The panel's clear. We think you ought to unfreeze the debate. I think those are the words we use. Now, we are the only country in the OECD that effectively has its major consumption tax frozen. too hard to move because it requires literally every government in Australia to agree. We think that is a really, really second or third rate place for Australia to be.
As a former politician, though, how do you suggest that the current wave of politicians address it? Because every time it is raised with them, they run a million miles.
Yeah, they do. I actually think Mr. Hockey got it as right as anyone when he said that this is a state tax in practice, right? It's a common, I understand it's a national tax, but 100% of the revenue goes to the states. Now, I think the onus is on the states. They are all in a really parlous condition. If the states can't reach agreement, it is a bit implausible to ask either side of national politics to take the lead because, frankly, all the money goes to the states. Unfreezing the GST is so patently the correct course of action. Whether you use it for more spending or whether you use it to get rid of inefficient taxes, that it would be really disappointing if all the levels of government couldn't get their heads around unfreezing the consumption tax in Australia. I mean, it would make us what we are today, which is frankly a laughing stock in this sort of tax debate world compared to every other OECD country.
Nick Greiner speaking to Alexandra Kirk, and the nation's treasurers will discuss the panel's findings at next month's meeting of the Standing Council on Federal Financial Relations.